This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Elections, both last year's and next year's, are making a major splash in Wisconsin this week. Yesterday, the conservative, former state Supreme Court justice, leading a Republican-ordered, taxpayer-financed investigation into the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin, appeared before a state assembly committee. Michael Gabelman disclosed that he's spent about $175,000 on the probe so far. Gabelman also revealed most of the names of people working for him. Gabelman would not name one individual, but said the probe is paying the man $40 an hour, though he has a full-time employer.
There's nothing improper or irregular about his service. However, for personnel reasons, I find it more prudent not to reveal his identity.
Republicans on the committee, including Chairperson Janelle Brantgen of Menominee Falls, posed friendly questions to Gabelman, but comments and questions from Democrats made the former jurist angry. Here's a heated exchange with Representative Mark Spreitzer of Beloit.
I never said
anything about overturning any election. Stop making things up, Mark.
Then why have you hired Mr. Hoyer?
Your constituents deserve better.
Why have you hired Mr. Hoyer?
Shame on you.
Why? Shame on you.
It's hardly the only political controversy coming out of Madison this week. On Tuesday, the conservative majority on the state Supreme Court said it will make as few changes as possible to the current electoral maps drawn by Republicans and enacted 10 years ago. Democrats say that would favor the GOP in elections next year and for the rest of the decade. Sachin Chetta of the Fair Elections Project says the state court ruling is a setback for democracy, but isn't the last word on redistricting.
So there's going to be some steps in the coming week where they actually evaluate and decide what the map is. And then once the state Supreme Court has completed their process, we think there'll be some litigation in federal court to determine if the state map complies with the Federal Voting Rights Act.
Also yesterday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission spent hours responding to a critical audit that has Republicans pressuring the state's top election official to resign. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.